Okay, we're discussing the Tosfos and Daf Gimel, where Tosfos is valid. The Gemara says Vemah Hachinami, the possibility that Ishus can be created al yedei Akinin and Chalifin, and Tosfos says how can that be? The whole source of Kesef is Kicha Kicha Miste Ephraim. Clearly that means that one can have such a Kinyan when it comes to a Goy, but do we have a Kinyan Chalifin when it comes to an Oved Kochavin? And Tosfos says that Lo Matzinu. You don't find in Shas that the Kinyan Chalipin works when it comes to a Goy. And if the source is going to be the Kicha Kicha means the Ephron, as the Gemara cites, so how can you possibly suggest the Kinyan Chalipin? Why would one be inclined to assume that maybe Chalipin does not work? So Tosfos cites the Sugyan Bechoros and the Daf Yud Gimel. We discussed the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochan, Reish Lakish, regarding most Konos. That was the Sugyan Bav Metzia Daf. Where Rabbi Yochanan says that yes, Maskonos, and Reish Lakish says Meshicha, and it's either one or the other. Either one or the other. How do you know it's really the one or the other? Because the Pasuk says, O Kano Miyad Amisecha, seeming to indicate that a single type of Kinyan works. And therefore the Gemara says, Midi Yisrael Bechada. That means if you're talking about the Kinyan Darais of Metaltalin, it is either Mos or it's considered to be Meshicha. And the Gemara Bechoros Daf Yud Gimel says the following. If that's true when it comes to Yisrael, Mi Yisrael Bechada, so therefore Oved Kochavim, Nami Bechada. Nami Bechada. What is that one Kinyan that the Goy would have? Not clear. Not clear which Kinyan indeed it would be. We have the possibility of Mos, we have the possibility of Meshicha, and the Pasuk says Miyad Amisecha. Miyad Amisecha seems to indicate that's true when it comes to a Jew, but it's not true when it comes to a Goy. So the Gemara says, you know what? That I know a Machlokas Yerushalayim Shlokish, when it comes to a Yisrael, when it comes to a Goy, maybe the flip would be true, that the opposite is the case, because Amisecha means this and not that. Okay. But clearly the Gemara says that Oved Kochami Nami Bechada. Nami Bechada means, look, we can talk about Maos, we can talk about Mashicha, but doesn't that come to exclude Chalipin? Oh, so Tosfos says, not really. That's not the meaning of Chada. Tosfos says, V'yishlomar, dehainu levar mechalipin. Hainu levar mechalipin. No? Don't interpret that Gemara to mean Chada means that there's one exclusive Kinyan and nothing more, and nothing more. Of course there are other Kinyanim. It means, of these two possibilities, either Maos or Mashicha, one function and the other does not function. But of course, there is another Kinyan, and therefore, it's not the stira to assume that a Kinyan Chalipin works when it comes to a guy, even though the Gemara says, Bechoros Daf Yud Gimel, that Akum Nami Bechada. Okay? And then Tosfos writes the following, Bechein Mashma Lakamam. And you know what? It seems from the Gemara that indeed that that's true. Ooh, and that's a Sugyan Daf Chesem Aleph, because the other Gemara is discussing a case of an Eved Ivri that is Nimkar La'akum. Nimkar La'akum. And there the Torah tells us the following, that Yashiv Gulasa Mikesef Miknasa. Mikesef Miknasa. And the Gemara is Drasha Chesem Aleph, that Bekesef Unikna, Ve'eno Nitna Betfuah V'Kelim. Kesef yes, and Chalipin not. Oh, so does that indicate the following? That you have an instance of an Eved Imkri, who is Nimkar La'akum, and we're discussing what are the possible kinyanim. And you know what the answer is? That kesef yes, but chalipin no. You know what that seems to indicate? That there's a gzeiras hakasuv when it comes to eved ivri, that chalipin no, but that exception proves the rule, that typically speaking, chalipin yes. Oh, so that's what Tosfos says. V'chein mashma l'kamon, that there's a kinyan chalipin when it comes to a goy. V'haraya, because when the Torah describes an Eved Ivri who is Nimkar La'akum, you need a pasuk to tell us that Kesef yes and Chalipin not, but Mashma when it comes to Shar Dvarim, then Nitin B'Chalipin La'akum. And therefore that's the Kiddush that Tosfos writes. So therefore, in principle, there is a Kinyan Chalipin when it comes to a Goy, and therefore one could argue that's included in Kicha Kicha Misti Ephraim, and therefore maybe that should function when it comes to Kiddushin. And that's what the Gemara tells us, the Maskana, that indeed, that is not true. Realize that everyone agrees to this. Now, the Miri quotes two deos. If you take a look at the Shach in Choshe Mishpat, and that's Simin, Kuf Chav Gimel. There are the Shach is in Sifkat and Lamed, where the Shach writes, there is no Kinyan Chalipin at all. When it comes to a guy, there is no Kinyan Chalipin. Against Eretosus, that says that Indeed, there's true, because the Shachar Aistit Lomatsinu, you go through Shas, you don't find. Tosus had a diuk, no, when it comes to an Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri, and Nimkar Lakum. But a fundamental machlokas is shown him indeed when that's true. But Tosus is Raya, you see from Ches Samad Aleph that typically yes, when it comes to Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri is not Nikna Bachalipin. Ooh, we mentioned the Chiddush of the Ksos yesterday. No, the Ksos in Kuf Tzari Heis Sikot Ches, where the Ksos writes that, is that just a Gzeres HaKosuv? When it comes to an Eved Ivri, that Kesev yes, and Tvoba Kelim no, yeah, that's just simply a Chok, a Gzeres HaKosuv, or is there some underlying Svar? Ooh, so the Ksos cites another Tosus, Kedushin Dav, Chav Zayim Aleph, where even though typically we assume that, you know, let's assume Kesev, Shtar, and Chazaka works for Knias HaKarka, and Kesev, Shtar, and Chazaka also works for Schirus Karka. What is true of being Kona Karka is true of Schirus of Karka as well. To an extent, Schirus is considered to be perhaps a right of usage, a Schus Yishtamshus, or maybe it's more than that. Maybe Schirus has a form of a Kinyan Lizman, a partial Kinyan, a Kinyan Lachatzayim. Oh, so Tosus writes the following chiddush, that even though kinias hakarka can be accomplished al yidei chalipin, but not schirus karka, not schirus karka. If you want to go ahead and to engage in that relationship of schirus, you have to use another kinyan. But schirus is not going to be good. And that's exactly why the Gemara says, kesef shtar in chazaka, but not chalipin. Oh, so Tosus writes that chalipin doesn't work when it comes to schirus karka. And that lengthier Tosus in Erechin, Chavtes Mabez, Lamana Ben Aleph, Tosus writes that we have to see the sugya of Vav Mabez of Matana Manas Lahachsir. But Tosus says the kinyan of Matana Manas Lahachsir cannot be a kinyan chalipin. So it's an interesting chiddush that even though typically we're very broad when it comes to chalipin, that's a posuk in Megillah Esrus. No, l'kayim kol davar. L'kayim kol davar. L'kayim kol davar seems to speak about a universal kinyan. It's good when it comes to karka, it's good when it comes to metaltan, it's good when it comes to shibudim, it's good, Tosu says, when it comes to a goy, but there are a number of limitations. Eved Ivri, Sfiris Karka, Matan Aslaksi. What exactly is the Tzad HaShava Shebehem? That Tosu writes, a beautiful Kiddush, that Chalipin forms a Kinyan Gamor, an absolute Kinyan, a holistic Kinyan. But if you're going to have a Kinyan which is not a Kinyan Mukhlat, it is only considered to be a semi-acquisition. It is not a Kinyan Gamor. So in such a case, Chalipin is not functional. What's an example of that which is not a Kinyan Gamor? Oh, that's part of that Ramban, Kedushin Dav Tezayin. When it comes to an Eved Kanani, that's an acquisition. That clearly is true. V'snachalta mosam l'resha sachuza. That's nachla. That's not true when it comes to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is not considered to be the possession of the Adam. There are no typical dine Yerusha. There's a separate din that the ben is komtacha sa'av, when it comes to yield, when it comes to other rights, that's true. But typically speaking, when it comes to an Eved Ivri, an Am Ivriya, in such a case, it's not considered to be a Kinyan Gamor. Oh, and the Ksos writes the same thing as when it comes to Schirus. Schirus is not considered to be an absolute Kinyan. The most Schirus is a Kinyan Machatzayin. It's not considered to be a Kinyan Gamor. And isn't that true when it comes to a Matana, which is Amanas Lahachsir? Amanas Lahachsir, to an extent, means it's not considered to be an absolute, unbridled Kinyan. And maybe indeed that's the Chiddush, that Chalipin can create an absolute Kinyan, but if something indeed is going to go back, you know what, Amanas Lahachsir, then that is not considered to be a candidate for a Kinyan. A Kinyan Chalipin. I'll tell you just an important issue we're going to have to deal with soon. And that's when it comes to Karka. Can you be Kona Karka? With a Kinyan Chalipin? Absolutely is. Imagine, for example, you know what? I'm not going to my Karka. And I make a Kinyan Chalipin. All of a sudden, guess what? You know what? Yovel. What happens during Yovel? Well, the Karka returns. The Karka returns. No, it's Chozer Labalo. It's Chozer Labalo. But Chalipin works. Interesting. Tosa says Amatamanas Lahaksir does not work, but a Kinyan of Karka works despite the fact that it goes back in Yovel. That's something just to be mindful of. No, because we're going to see a major deal, not so long, Kedushin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. What exactly is Chazara B'Yovel? No, is that considered to be a Mechira L'Zman? Or is that considered to be a hafka? Does it mean in principle the mechira is an unconditional mechira, but the Torah steps in and the Torah is mafgia, and that's why it goes back in Yovel? Or should I argue that, what do you mean? The Torah tells me. Now, when you're selling karka, realize, lefim mismar hashanim. Now, if Yovel's in 5 years, guess what? This is a sale for 5 years. This is a kinyan lezman. Not that it's a kinyan la'olam and Yovel is mafgia. The Gemara is going to tell us there are different avadim, no? Daladam adalim. You can have an Eved that serves until 6, you have an Eved that serves until Yovel, no? You know how we describe an Eved that serves until 6? No? That's a Avdus Lizman. I wouldn't say a fancy alumnus, no? This is an Eved Olam, but so 6 is Mafgia, right? You'd probably say it doesn't sound straight, no? The Mechira of an Eved is for 6 years. What would you say about Yovel? What would you say about Yovel? The same thing is true, that it's a mechira, it's not just 6 years. So it's 16 years, but in 16 years is Yovel. We'll argue, no, that, what do you mean? That's a kinyan olam, but Yovel indeed is mafgia. That's a very, very heavy issue. A tshuva sarash, the mazel of Evid. He has to serve until Yovel, and guess what? All of a sudden, terrible. No, terrible. No, we no longer have kol yoshve aleha. We no longer have dini Yovel. The dini Yovel now fall apart. Right? We don't have Niyugyo Bizman Hazeh. No? Does the Eved have to serve forever? Or does the Eved say, what do you mean? The deal was, I'm only serving until the Yovel year. Yes. So, this is an important Maramakam, no? Obviously, Chalipin works when it comes to a Kinyan Karka. And the Tzos points out from these Tosas that it doesn't work when it comes to a Kinyan Bizman, but it does work when it comes to a Kinyan Karka, despite the fact that, guess what? Everything is going to go back to its original owners in the time of Yovel. So I would say, you know what? That points to an important direction, and that is Yovel, in principle, is a kinyan lizman, but the shnas Yovel is mafgia. As opposed to a mechira lizman, that's not the lundus. A mechira lizman is indeed a mechila lizman. So we'll have to see the pratim. That's not so far. That's kudushin daf, dalet amud aleph. So now that we established, Kedushin Daf Gimel, that a guy has a kinyan chalipin, so great. V'chein hayaragil Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam said the following. That you know what? Sometimes in doing business, someone has to collect. He has to collect. That's not such a pleasant task, no? And don't be a collector, no? He has to go ahead and collect all the chovos. Not such a simple thing. You know what? So you know what? They would hire a guy to be the one to go ahead and to do so, to be gove, the shibudim, for gviya sachov. But in order to do so, you have to be empowered. You have to be empowered. You have to be b'makom hatoveya, b'makom hamalve. How exactly is that done? So the answer is a harsha. That you know what? That a kinyan is going to be done, and that will empower the guy to be able to be gove the chov. So now Tosafot says that we demonstrated that a kinyan chalipin works when it comes to a goy. So that was the practice of Rabbi Yotam, that lishloach harsha b'yad oved kochavim. And how would that be done? V'hayimakne b'chalipin. Because we just proved a kinyan chalipin works when it comes to a goy. Okay, so that, you know, that's it. That's the mechanism that, not just in principle, in practice, that's indeed what we would use. Oh, Satosos adds, we started to discuss yesterday, a difficult line, no? And that is the following, that umihu bezet sarach lizoyer. But be careful when you're writing the shtar. Don't write the words the kanina mine, that we acquired on behalf of the guy. Because the kanina mine, to do something in his behalf, in his stead, that requires a shlichus, that requires a zechia. And the sugya of Metziah Daf Ayin Aleph, that there's no shlichus when it comes to a guy. There's no shlichus when it comes to a guy. And maybe indeed there's no zechia when it comes to a guy. So if there's no shlichus when it comes to a guy, and there's no zechia when it comes to a guy, so therefore, look, tzarech li yizayir. So if you're using the kinyan chalipin as a form of securing the harsha, you know what? So therefore what? So I would have said the following, that therefore make sure you're doing this in person at inconvenience. No? The chov is in another state, and the guy is there. Yeah, but you have to empower the guy with a kinyan chalipin. Okay, so get the guy to come back and make a kinyan chalipin right now. Empower him to go ahead and do so. It's a pain? Okay, it's a pain. No? But there's no zechiyah, there's no shlichus when it comes to a guy. So Tosus just writes something strange, it sounds like. No? Tosus says that tzarech lizor shelo lichtov. Don't write this. But what should you write? Just write, V'kana ha'ovid kochavim. just right, the guy acquired. Not that, and we did so on his behalf. Don't use the words on his behalf, in his stead. Just say, v'kana ha'over kochan. So, what is this? Deception? You have a kini chalipin. So chalipin in principle works. But in practice, you don't have zechiyah, you don't have shlichus. So therefore, make sure not to, I would have said, make sure not to do this. Make sure when the chalipin is done, make sure it's done in person. That there's FaceTime. Don't do it. Al yaday zechiyah. You go to a chasen tish, the kini chalipin is done. Al yaday zechiyah. No? Al yaday zechiyah. Don't do that. Make sure that the players are here. That the Tovea be here. That the guy be here. And you'll make a kinyan with the guy. With the guy. So, Eino Chinami, the Sma says, obviously that's what Tosos means. No? The Sma in Kuf Chav Dalet, in Sivkot and Chav Aleph writes, you know what Lolichto means? Shalolasos came. Shalolasos came. When Tosos says that you have to write V'kano V'kochav, it means, and make sure V'kano V'kochavim. As opposed to doing it this way, but recording it that way. And apparently the practice was not that way. And the Taz writes that the words of Tosos do not seem to indicate that. Tosos is just bothered by Sarach Lizar Nashalasos, okay? But Shalo Lichtov, but why would that be? Why just don't write it? Don't get caught. Don't get caught. But write it in a different way. How in the world is that possible? And that's what the Taz says, is the Poshrib shot to the Tosos itself. No, don't write this because the kanina mine is an indicator of zechi and shlichus. Yeah, but how does it work? Oh, so that's the ksos. Kuf chav gimel sifkat nei. That, who says you have to come on to zechiyah? Who says you have to come on to the typical din zechiyah? Well, of course, no? If I am positing a right to a guy and the guy is not present, and I'm doing so in his stead, in his absence, so of course you have to come on to some form of representation. So writes a skiddush. No, you don't have to come on to shlichus. You don't have to come on to zechiyah, but rather kedushin dav zayin amud aleph. Well, kedushin dav zayin amud aleph. What is that? The din eved kanan. The din eved kanan. When you look in the Mishnah later dav chaf beis, there the Mishnah tells us an eved kanani can secure his chayrus with kesef shtar. No, kesef shtar chazaka. Kesef shtar. Kesef shtar. Each one is a great chiddush. Kesef is a chiddush. Shtar is a chiddush. No? How is shtar a chiddush? The other one has to give the shtar to the eved. Yeah, but isn't there a chiddush? Because koma shekan eved? Kanarabo. No? So giving it to the eved kanani is like taking it from your left hand and putting it into your right hand. No? How is that considered to be a transfer? Oh, so the Gemara says, you know what? We see an incredible yesod. We're going to have to discuss this at length. What's the hagdara? How does it work? When does it work? You know what that's called? Gito v'yodo boin kecha. Wow. Boin kecha. By acquiring the shtar cheirus, the eved acquires the right to acquire the shtar cheirus. No? Whoa. No? And that's not circular. You know what? That gito v'yodo boin kecha. When the adon goes ahead and gives it to him, he is conveying the right to accept the shtar, which results in his cheirus. Wow. So this is, is this uniquely true when it comes to eved kanani? I have no choice when it comes to Eved Kanani. No? If the Torah says you're Meshachar Adei Shtar and Koman Asher Kevet Rabo, so you're backed into the corner, you have to assume that Gita V'ra Ben Ke'echot. Or can I tell you the following? This is Yesod V'chalot Torah Kula. Ben Ke'echot is true when it comes to broad Kinyanim. It's not just simply only applicable when it comes to Shichur Eved Kanani. That's a fantastic deal. No? How widespread is this Yesod of Gita V'yado Ben Ke'echot? Okay, we'll have to discuss that. What about kesef? Kesef is also difficult. No, what does kesef mean? The Eved Kanani gives his kesef to the other. His kesef. He gives his kesef. How does he independently have the kesef in order to secure his shikhar? So Rav Meir says a very simple thing. You know what? Kesef is ayyadei aferim. Kesef is ayyadei aferim. Someone else, a third party, is going to supply the funds to the Adam for the purpose of the Shichur. Which means, even though the Eved is not losing a dime, he's not shelling out a penny, but nonetheless, the funds can be furnished al yedei acherim. You don't require that there's any chisaron of maos of the Eved Kanani to secure his kinyan al yedei kesef. Oh, and that's exactly, then the Gemara of Zayin HaMalala, the same thing is true when it comes to Kedushin. Imagine a shliach habal goes in and says to an isha that, hey, lachmana, take these funds, and these funds don't belong to the baal. These funds belong to the shliach. But take these funds that belong to party C, and v'yiskachi l'ploni, and be married to A. Guess what? Mukudeshes midin Eved Kanani. And what's the yisod of Eved Kanani? The Gemara says that afagav deloka chosev lo midi. Even though the person is not shelling out anything, he is not incurring any loss whatsoever, but kakani nafshe. The Eved acquires his cherus. And the same thing is true when it comes to the Baal. That's an important chiddush. Us, that so strikes the following. That you know what? That when a kli is being furnished and it secures a right to the guy, you don't have to come out to zechiyah and shlichus, that's pramak when it comes to a guy, but rather that simply works with a din eved kanani. A din eved kanani. This din eved kanani means that you know what? That you can go ahead and be mekadesh an isha, you can be meshachar an eved, and the following chiddush, you can go ahead and empower. Even if the object of the empowerment is supplied by someone else. And even though we would normally think that's working with the typical gedarim of zechiyah and shlichus, no, that's the din eved kanani. And even if you assume that zechiyah and shlichus typically does not work when it comes to one who lacks kedushas Yisrael, but obviously the din eved kanani works when it comes to one who lacks a kedushas Yisrael, that's the din eved kanani. And therefore, this is considered to be the method of kinyan. It is not working with shlichus, it's not working with zechiyah, but rather it's working with din eved kanani, and that's the chiddush. And that's exactly what Tosus means. In order to go ahead and empower the guy, you can do so ayyadei chalipin, because a guy can acquire ayyadei chalipin. The fact that the object is being furnished ayyadei acher, that is okay, because that's the din eved kanani. Afagav dol kachosar vlomidi. So therefore this works midin eved kanani. So you know what? I could write all this in the shtar. You know, but that would be pretty confusing, but I could write all this in the shtar. I went ahead and empowered the guy by using a kli of the Edim or the Baal, and the vehicle of doing so is the Mishnah and Kedushin Daf Chav Beis and the Kedushin Daf Zayin. But you know what? So Tosa the following, just write the kano of Kochavim. Just write the guy acquired. Of course he acquired. He acquired midin eved kanani. He acquired. But don't write v'kanina mine, because v'kanina mine has a different connotation. V'kanina mine connotes zechiyah. We're not talking about zechiyah. So you're going to use a term that connotes zechiyah. It's not just that you'll argue it's imprecise. No, I'm going to say it's precise, because it says, of course we did so. No, but it implies zechiyah. And that's problematic, because ein schia la'akum, ein shlichus la'akum. So make sure to use language that is clear. No, the guy acquired, as opposed to that we furnished on his behalf. Because that implies, that's exactly the Tosus. So tzarek lizayir in the ksiva, write that which is absolutely true. V'kano v'kuchavim. Don't write v'kanina. Okay, that's a beautiful chiddush, no? That's the concept of the Ksos. And now the Ksos writes the following. With this in mind, I'm going to answer the following kasha. No? Wow. So the Ksos writes that this. The Ksos is Kufchav Gimel and Sivkat and Hay. And the Ksos cites the following. A person goes ahead, we've discussed this earlier, and makes a kinyan. Fine, you're Kona, but not on Shabbos. You're not allowed to engage in Mekach Memkar on Shabbos. Mekach Memkar is a gzira drona mishum kosei. So you're not allowed to make kinyanim. You're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. Not allowed to make kinyanim on Yantiv. No? Question. Always, sometimes, other ways you could possibly. Okay. But typically speaking, ein konin b'Shabbos. Ein konin b'Shabbos. Good. So the Mechaber in Kuf Tzadi Hei, the Mechaber writes the following, that you know what, so a person is going to make a kinyan, and there the Mechaber is discussing, you know, this is Hilkach Mekol Chomemkar. You're going to be kona something, matna something, don't do so on Shabbos. And there the Mechaber writes explicitly, ain't kona b'Shabbos, kinyan suda. Don't go ahead and use a kinyan chalipan on Shabbos. You can say, what's wrong with a kinyan chalipan? I'm not paying for it, I'm not doing anything, but, you know, no, even a kinyan chalipan. cannot be done on Shabbos. And the Machaber writes the following chiddush: Im kanu, let's say you do so. A person made a kinyan on Shabbos. You know, so the Machaber writes the following: Af al pi shasu aveira, kanu. The kinyan is still chum. No? You went ahead and inappropriately made a kinyan on Shabbos, but the bottom line is the kinyan is chal. We don't assume that, you know what, that the fact that this was done, be isra uba avera, undermines the chalos hakinyan. So therefore, vim kanu, afo pisha savera, nonetheless, the kinyan is considered to be chal. Okay. Seems to be pretty straightforward. Ooh, so the tzos is bothered by this. Yeah. Typically speaking, when we make a kinyan suda, it's done al yedei acherim. No? The chassan's dish is done al yedei acherim. We want to see to it that the kinyan is done, so you know what? So we'll take an object, and I will give it to you in the presence of the edim. It's done al yedei acherim. And what does that mean? That if indeed it's done al yedei acherim, that means that you have to invoke the principle of shlichus, or zechi, which is mitam shlichus. You have to invoke some method of representation. When typically a kinyan suder is done, yes, like our Tosus describes, no? It's being done coupled with zechiya, coupled with shlichus. Oh, so that's the kasha then of the Tosus, no? Once you're coupling with shlichus and zechiya, I have a problem. No? Because I understand that an avera is not going to be mevatel a kinyan. That certainly is true, no? You make a kinyan on Shabbos, the kinyan is chal, but an avera should be mevatel shlichus. You know what that's called? Ein shliach ledvar avera. You can't have shlichus and zechiya be isra ba avera. So it doesn't undermine the integrity of the kinyan, but it does disrupt the representation. And ein shliach ledvar avera. So therefore, how can the Mechaber write that, you know what, that typically, when your kinyan chalipin is done, even if it's on Shabbos, the kinyan is chal, just give the guy mussar that, you know what, it's Shabbos, and you violated an isser drabanan. That's not true. If you violated such an isser, now, is there shlichus? Is indeed there shlichus? And maybe the answer should be is that there is no shlichus. In which case, the kinyan can't be chal, because the kinyan is only as strong as the players, the representation, the zechiya. And here, why don't I apply that principle of ein shliach, the dvar avera? Wow, that's the ksosos kash. No? So the ksos spells out that, you know what, that I realize that my question is based on an important assumption. What exactly do we mean when we say that ein shliach ledvar avera? What exactly does that mean? That ein shliach ledvar avera. The Torah has a parsha of shlichus, those of you learning, right, a little bit later, the second parak, the Amalev, the makoros of shlichus, no? But the Gemara tells us explicitly, no? But not true when it comes to an avera, that which is done by avera b'yisr. You know what? That ein shliach ledvar avera. So Tosus raises a very fundamental question. What does that yesod mean? Of ein shliach ledvar avera, right? This is a critically important Tosus in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud Amud Beis. Let me just give you the background of the sugya. The Gemara tells us the following, that there is a machlokes, in Yibrochen Reish Lakish, regarding a kinyan chotzer for a ketana. Can a ketana take advantage of a kinyan chotzer? Well, a ketana owns, let's say she was the Yorish. This is hers. And something is placed in the chatzah. Can a ketana be kona al yedei kinyan chatzah? So you know what? Reish Lakish says, nope. A ketana does not have a kinyan chatzah. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says a katan or a ketana has a kinyan chatzah. Okay, interesting. So the Gemara says something fantastic, no? You know what that machlokis is? Wow, but see daf yud. It sounds almost like achronim. No, what's the hagdar of a kinyan chatzah? No, is chatzah mishum yad or is chatzah mishum shlichus? The fact that my chatzer is kind of my behalf, does that mean it's like yada richted on you? And just like if I take hold of something, it enters my rishus. So if it's in my property, it enters my rishus. But it's a form of a kinyan yad, nasan the yada. Or is that really not true? That, you know what? A chatzer is a shliach of the Baal. It's a form of representation. Ooh, is chatzer considered to be yad or is chatzer midin shliach? Wow. That's the deen of the Gemara. And the mainaf gamina, because a katner ktana are capable of yad, but there's no shlichus when it comes to a katner ktana. Ein shlichus la katner. Ein shlichus la ktana. Wow, so that's my focus, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, but it's Yadav, Yodma days. Oh, so the Gemara wants to prove that shlichus is not relevant, that chatzer is midin yad, chatzer is not midin shlichus. What's the proof? You know, the Torah describes the following, that if something is placed in the rishus of the ganav, the gazlan, with the mindset of kinyan, guess what? I can be kone. I can be kone al yedei chatzeh. Means that you can violate and you can be kone gneva gzela through your chatzeh. So the Gemara raises the following question. If chatzer is equivalent to yad, it's like an act of seizure. Okay, that's ganev and gzela. But if a chatzer is midin shliach, why don't we assume the principle of ein shliach ledvarav? How is it possible for a chatzer to acquire something on your behalf illicitly if it's working with the gidrei shlichus ein shliach ledvarav? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara has two answers. Two answers to that kasha. Ravina and Rav Sama. Ravina and Rav Sama. But Metziyadav, Yudim Abeis. But this Hagdam is very, very important. One possibility is as follows. That, you know what? Ravina says this. That in order to assume that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, guess what? You need a Bar Chiyuva. You need a Bar Chiyuva. If the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, do we assume ein shliach ledvar avera? That's the chiddush of Ravina. Wow. You need a bar chiyuva. You need a bar chiyuva. Why is that true? Let me tell you something. Maybe it's right, maybe it's not right. But it's Rashi writes, no, so it must be that kojin shita. No. What's the whole svara of ein shliach ledvar avera? What in the world are you listening to the guy for? Divrei harav, divrei atam. Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do this, and you're saying, I override, but he told me to do it. He told me it's okay to sleep in. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu says no, no. Why in the world? Why in the world? No? Divrei atam, it applies that you're a bar chiyuva, you're mitzuvah. You're mitzuvah. Okay, so that is the sheet of Ravina. That the only time you assume is ein shliach ledvar avera is when the shliach is doing something that he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to do. Here you're talking about a chatzer. A chatzer is not a bar chiyuva. So when it comes to a chatzer, yesh shliach ledvar avera. Well, that's a svar of Ravina. Rav Sama distinguishes differently. Rav Sama says the following, that the only time we assume that ein shliach ledvar avera is the following, you know, that when ibayavad ibayavad, the shliach has a right to say no. The shliach is a pardas. He can say yes, he can say no. He can say yes, he can say no. You know what? I tell a person, chas v'shalom, jump off a bridge, and he jumps off the bridge. He listened to me. He listened to me. He should have said no. He should have said no. But if you're dealing with an inanimate object, like a chatzer, he should have said no. He should have said no. When it comes to a chatzer, are you shliach ledvar avera? Well, so again, the Gemara says that you can have shlichus ledvar avera when it comes to a chatzer. Why is that true? Oh, either because the chatzer is not a bar chiyuva, or because a chatzer is not a bar bechira. Not a bar bechira. You don't need a bar chiyuva. But you need a bar bechira who can say yes and who indeed can say no. That's pretty important, no? In other words, we typically assume ein shliach ledvar avera
either because the shliach is a bar chiyuvo, or because the shliach is a bar chiyuvo, right? So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? So the Gemara has a couple nafkaminas now, but this is incredible, the Gemara. Now, I'll tell you the following nafkamina. What happens in this particular case? You know what? You have a kohen who's desirous of marrying a grusha. A kohen wants to go ahead and marry a grusha. So you know what? He does so ayde shliach. And he says, Seva kadesh li grushazim. Seva kadesh li shagrusha. Wow. A kohen who says to Yisrael, wow. Seva kadesh li grusha. And he does so. According to Ravina, guess what? Yesh shliach adar avera. Because the Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva. The Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva. Not a bar chiyuva. So according to Ravina, yesh shliach adar avera. Yesh shliach adar avera. But according to Rav Sama, that's not true. As long as the shliach is a bar bechira, and he could have said, what in the world? I'm never going to do that. Be a shliach, be an accomplice to this marriage. I'm never going to do that. So therefore, ein shliach adar avera. So according to Ravina, yesh shliach adar avera. According to Rav Sama, ein shliach adar avera. That's the nafkamina of the Gemara, no? So a Kohen says to Amli Yisrael, Tsei v'kadesh li isha grusha. So according to the view of Ravina, the shliach is Yisrael. He's not a bar chiyuva. So guess what? Yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And according to Rav Sama, ein shliach l'dvar avera. You with me so far? That's just the Gemara, no? So what does that mean exactly, no? According to Ravina, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And according to Rav Sama, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So let's just say this, no? According to Ravina, he's not a bar chiyuva. Shalei shliach l'dvar avera means, guess what? The burden, the onus, the guilt is on the mishaleach, no? Yesh shliach l'dvar avera. That means we connect the dots, right? And the burden, the guilt, the avera is on the mishaleach. Okay? According to Rav Sama, that's not true. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. So therefore, you know what? We don't connect the dots. It doesn't kick back to the Mishaleach, the Kohen. So what exactly would that mean? So I guess I would have said the following. Wait, it's Nisa Daraisa for Kohen to marry Grusha, right? And if a Kohen marries a Grusha, there's Malkus. There's Malkus, no? So guess what? If Yol Yeshleach Dravera, Uravina, that means the Kohen gets Malkus. If you hold Ein Shliach Adar Avera, the Kohen doesn't get Malkus. No? So that kind of sounds right, no? So you know what? This is a huge nafkamina. The Kohen appointed Yisrael as a Shliach to do something which is illicit. It was done. If there's Shlichus, the Kohen's Loke. And if there's no Shlichus, the Kohen is not Loke. So that's the Tosus. There's a big problem. There's a big problem here, no? Because Rava says that there is no Malkus. There is no Malkus. When a Kohen marries a Grusha, there's no Malkus. What do you mean there's no Malkus? It's a Lav Daraisa. Why is there no Malkus? Oh, you know what the Chiddush of Rav is? Kidesh Eino Loke, Ba'al Loke. In order to get Malkus, you need Kidesh Uba'al. Kidesh Uba'al. Kidesh alone does not generate Malkus. Kidesh alone doesn't generate Malkus. You need kidesh uba'al. It means, you know what? You're married and you had a bee of ishus, then get malkus. But if all you had was kidesh, there's no malkus. A kohen marries a grusha, Rabbi says there's no malkus. Kishaba'aleh, then there's malkus. Oh, wait. So you mean for the ma'isa kedushin there's no malkus? For the ma'isa kedushin there's no malkus? Whoa, so what's the nafkamina between Ravina and Rav Sama, no? The Gemara has, this is the nafkamina, a Kohen who goes ahead and appoints Yisroel, who is a Shliach, to marry the Grusha on his behalf, and the Shliach does. So according to review of Ravina, the Yisroel is not a Bar Chiyuva, therefore Yesh Shliach Adar Avera, the punishment is on the Mishaleach. So the Mishaleach smiles and says, but there is no punishment. There is no punishment. The punishment means Kiddush Baal. So there's no Malkus. And according to Rav Sama, of course there's no Malkus, no?
because you're going to give me malchus to mishaleach. Ain't shaleach the darvera. There's no malchus. So how can you have machlokes? That's a pretty heavy kasha, no? The nafkamina is malchus. There is no malchus. Okay, no, there is no malchus. Ah, Satosa says two terus. You with me now? Satosa says two terus. You know what the first teretz is? What do you mean? The Torah says lo yikach. What do you mean there's no malchus for kedushin? Of course there's malchus. You know what the sheet of Rav is? That if all you did was kiddush, the ishus is not yet complete. So there's no malchus for kiddush. But kiddush uba'al lo kenami kiddush. Rav is chiddush is there is malchus for kiddush, malchus shaba'al. But you know what? The malchus of kiddush is only kishaba'al. Only kishaba'al. No, Rabbi did not say there's no malchus in kiddush. There's no malchus yet. But mishaba'al, there's malchus for kiddush. Oh, so according to Ravina, yesh shleach et ravera, lo kishtayim. And according to Rasama, that's not true. Wow, that's Tosas and Nafkamina. What's the chiddush of Tosas? When Rabbi says kiddush ein olok, it means ain't no loke achshav, but kishabal loke af al hakadushin. Good? That's Teretz one of those. Whoa, oh, that's a chiddush. Okay. Now you're ready for Teretz two of Tosos? That's the Teretz two is pretty incredible. And one could debate whether Teretz one agrees, disagrees, but Mefurish in Teretz two. No? No. Forget about Malchus. There's no Malchus. Rabbi says there's no malchus. Malchus is only kiddush uba'al. There is no. If there is no malchus, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? According to being ein shleach d'aveira, according to saying ein shleach d'aveira. So the question is, who gets malchus? There is no malchus. No. So Tosus writes a bamsha. Now, you ready for this? Tosus says, according to Ravina, the shliach is not bar chiyuva. Therefore, yesh shleach d'aveira. Yesh leach the baravir means they're married. They're married. Whoa. According to Rav Sama, he's a baal bechir of the shliach. Ein shliach the baravir. You know what ein shliach the baravir means? We don't recognize this Yisrael as being the shliach of the baal, and therefore, they're not married. Forget about malchus. They're not married. Whoa. A Kohen appoints a Shliach to marry a Yisrael, Grusha, Yisraelis, on his behalf. Are they married? Forget about Malchus. Are they married? So, Tosus writes, if you say, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Avera, there is Shlichus. The Shlichus is intact. If you hold Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, the Shlichus is not intact. If the Shlichus is not intact, they are not married. They're not married. That sounds like two fundamentally different ways of understanding the yisod of Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera, no? One approach of Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera means that it's a question of culpability. Who is responsible for? In this case, are they married? Of course they're married. The question simply is, who bears the burden, the responsibility? The onish of the rishus. If you say yesh shliach, it's the mishalech. If you say ein shliach, it's not the mishalech. According to the second day, you know what ein shliach the dvar avira means? Be very literal. There is no shlichus. The Torah does not recognize such shlichus. Shlichus is based on psukim. The Torah only recognizes legitimate representation. If I am asking a person to represent me and perform that which is illicit, the Torah does not acknowledge. The Torah doesn't recognize that representation. And guess what? He is not my shliach. If he's not my shliach, there's no kedushin. There's no kedushin, no? That's like pretty important, no? But we discussed not so long ago. We're talking about mamzerus, no? The Torah says lo yikach. No, what does the word lo mean? What does the word lo mean? There were two very different ways of understanding lo. One is an iser, an azhara, and one is a shlila, an impossibility. When the Torah says a kohen can't marry a grusha, it doesn't mean there's no tfisas grusha, it's only chayv elavim.
And we assume there is tusus grusha when it comes to chayv lavin. So when the Torah says, don't you dare marry a grusha, it means it's usher for you to marry a grusha. No? When the Torah says, don't marry your mother, don't marry your sister, you know what it means? If you give kesef kedushin to your mother or your sister, there's no tfisas kedushin. Lo yikach can either mean there's no kedushin, or it can mean that it's illicit kedushin. The kedushin is chal be'avera. That's a very heavy issue, no? You know, you turn to your child and you say, you know what, you cannot leave the house. Cannot does not mean you're physically incapable of leaving the house. It means you're forbidden to leave the house. No? You turn to the child and say, you can't run a 3-minute mile. No? Doesn't mean there's an issue. No? If you could run a 3-minute mile, you know, ooh, you know, but it's not going to happen. It's impossible. Sometimes the word lo can mean it's impossible. We call that a shlila. Sometimes lo can mean that it's forbidden. And sometimes it's really not clear. You know, the Torah says the following, that, you know what? Oh, a woman's husband dies, Rachman al-Islam, there are no children. She awaits Yimachalitza. What does the Torah say? Lo si eisha samei sachutz al-Yazar. Don't marry anyone else. That's a suffix of Shmuel. Does it mean it's us if you marry someone else? Or does it mean there's no tefisas kedushin? If she were to accept kedushin from someone else, I would turn to her and say, you know what? That's not going to work. Because there's a zika. And if you're bound to the avam, there's no tefisas kedushin. Or to argue that, what do you mean? Yavam Mashuk is not a rayas. Yavam Mashuk is just chayv lavin. And therefore there is tefisa. That's a suffix of Shmuel. That's a suffix of Shmuel. When the Torah says the following, well, lo yuchal levaker, you can't deprive the bechorah pishnayim. Does that mean it's usher to do that? Or does it mean that, you know what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. In other words, a person dies, and I look at his will, and it says, do not give pishnayim to the bechor. You know what? You know what I'm going to say? That's meaningless. The Torah says, lo yuchal levaker. You don't have the ability to do that. It's not an isser. It's just a statement of fact. No? That's like very important, though. Yeah, so that's very heavy. What does Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera mean? Does Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera mean that it's just a question of who is it that we hold responsible? The Shlichus is Chal. The couple is married, but who am I giving Musar to? The Shliach or the Mishaleach? No? Who am I giving Malkus to? The Shliach or Mishaleach? That Poshim Shah is the first day in Tosos. And the second day in Tosos is that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means, wow, quite literally, the Torah does not recognize such shlichus, and they are not married. That's pretty heavy, no? That's pretty heavy. That Ktzos writes that the Iker Deya, that's what the Chazmish writes, the Iker Deya is like the second day in Tosos. That Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. There is no such shlichus. We do not acknowledge such shlichus. I'll tell you an amazing Chazanish. The Chazanish is found in, right, Shvius. Simin Chaf Dalet Sivkot Dalet. You know, the Chazanish was very, very much against, right, selling land in Eretz Yisrael to avoid the Dinei Shmita. No? What we call the Heter Mechir. The Heter Mechir. Why was the Chazanish so adamantly against it? Because he thought it was an Issa D'Oraisa. No? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah Dav Chaf, Lo Sechanim, you're not allowed to give the Umos Olam a stronghold in Eretz Yisrael. You can't do that. Even though your motivation is not that you're selling off Eretz Yisrael. You're doing so to make it easier for us to observe the Dinei Shviyas. But the bottom line is that you're not allowed to sell Eretz Yisrael to the Umos Olam. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's what the Netziv writes in Meisha Davar and Simen Nun. You know what his mashal is? You're being chased by a dog. So you know what you do? In order to avoid the dog, you run into the lion's den. No? Meaning, the Shvius is manazez a dindrabban. And our solution to Shvius is selling off Eretz Yisrael, which is Nisa Daraisa. Selling off Eretz Yisrael is far worse than Shmita. Shmita is manazez drabban. No sechanim is a dindaraisa. So therefore, don't do that. Don't do that. Many other things. But don't sell off Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So the Chaznish writes a very, very stunning one. So you have this farmer in Eretz Yisrael who, in order to avoid Shemitah, sells his whole farm to an Arab. So you know what I would tell that farmer? You did the wrong thing. You shouldn't have done that. Is the Kenyan Chal? The Kenyan's Chal. The Kenyan's Chal. A Kenyan can be Chal be Iser. The Kenyan is Chal. Ooh, but the Chazon Ish writes the following. The farmers are selling off their property in Eretz Yisrael. Farmers aren't selling off their property. The whole mechiri is done through the Rabbanut. How does that work? Shlichus. Oh, the Chazon Ish writes, we paskan like Tosus, that Ein Shleach the Dvar Avera means not that the mechira is chal, and now the question is, who do I yell at? Do I yell at the Rabbanut, or do I yell at the farmer? No, no, no. Ein shliach ledvar avera means ein shliach. There's no shlichus. Which means the Chazon Ish, that the hetu mechira is not aser. The hetu mechira is not chal. It's not chal. It's meaningless. It's not chal. It's not that now the property belongs to the Arabs, and the question is, should you have done so? It means that the property still belongs to Yisrael. And everything has kedusha sriyas. Because after all, that ein shleach ledvar avera, meaning that point. Meaning that point. Wow. That's the ksos. That ein shleach ledvar avera means literally ein shleach ledvar avera. If that really is true, oh, so that's the problem now that ksos is bothered by. When the Chabur discusses, you're doing a kinyan chalipin on Shabbos, right? And therefore, the ksos writes the following, that a kinyan done by Isra Baver on Shabbos is chal. You write a shtar on Shabbos. Crazy, no? But guess what? It has the status of a shtar. No? Even though it involved chilul Shabbos. You make a kinyan on Shabbos, the kinyan is chal. Yeah, but the ktsos writes, but if you're making a kinyan chalipin, and a kinyan chalipin is done al yedei zechi and shlichus, and you admit that the zechi and shlichus is usher because of ein shliach the dvar avera. You know what that means? There's no shlichus. And if there is no shlichus, the kinyan is not chal. It's not chal because of the avera of kinyan b'Shabbos. It's that if the kinyan involves an avera, it's mevatel l'shlichus. It's mevatel l'shlichus. And therefore, the ksos writes, he finds it difficult. Why does the Mechaber write so simply that a kinyan chalipin be'isr b'avera is chal? The typical way that we do the kinyan chalipin is our Tosos rites. It's v'kanina mine, which involves a zechir, which involves a shlichus, and ein shliach, the dvar aveir. That's the ksos, no? The ksos answers, that's my teretz. That the way that the kinyan chalipin is done does not invoke zechir or shlichus at all. And therefore, the whole sugya of shliach, the dvar aveir, ein shliach, is not relevant at all. But rather, the method of the kinyan chalipin is middin eved kanani. Middin eved kanani. And therefore, wow, it works when it comes to a guy, even though ein shlichus lachu, and it would work be'isr b'avera on Shabbos, even though ein shliach ledvar avera. Which is pretty stunning, no? Those are the two chidushim that the ksos writes. That which we employ, the kanina mine, is not working b'toras zechi and shlichus. It's working b'toras eved kanani, kedushin chabeis, kedushin zayim, with an afkaminas of an akum is not a barachi of shlichus, and an afkamina of Yisrael who is a barachi of shlichus, but the kinin was done by Yisrael b'aver. That's the two chidushim that indeed the ksos writes. I wanted you to see just simply an incredible, incredible diuk in the Rambam, no? This issue, that what does ein shliach ledvar avera mean? Does it mean the shlichus is intact, but it's just a question of responsibility? Who's responsible for this? But the shlichus is intact, or does ein shliach ledvar avera mean something much more basic? Bittul hashlichus, bittul hashlichus. So, does the Rambam weigh in on this? The Rambam weigh in. That's what I wanted you to take a look. That Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva, right? Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. Rambam Hilchos Mi'ila, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, where the Rambam seems to say something that weighs in on this issue. Ooh, that's the Mishnah Malach. And the Mishnah Malach writes, you see clearly, you know what, that the Rambam Shita is like the second day in Tosos, that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera means Bittul HaShlichus. Bittul HaShlichus. It's not just everything is intact, it's just a blame game. Do I blame the Shliach or do I blame the Mishaleach? Or much, much more than that. No, it means the representation is not at all, it's all chal. So that's the Mishnah's suggestion, that you know what, that, ooh, the Rambam Shita, is like that second day in Tosus, that Ein Shlich, the Rambam means Bitla Shlichus. Where the Rambam, who the Rambam, how we get there, take a look. So take a look at that, those two places. You see, Chiddush the Mishnah Malach, the Mishnah Malach points out that the Torah seems to disagree. The Torah seems to disagree with this Chiddush.
I pick up at the seat.